And it's from Jukebox Folk.
You know, the reason I picked Jukebox Folk as a title is because most of that record is an homage to those old country songs that sort of are on the fence between folk and country. And I called it that because before they had a country music chart on Billboard, they called it the Jukebox Folk Chart. And I think back then it was mostly dominated by Lefty Frizzell and Hank Williams, two singers I absolutely love. But that old country music, you know, the thing is, Mark, I love American roots music in all its forms. In fact, I don't even think you know this. I don't think we talked about this, but 50% of the work I do as a musician is actually in educational settings. I work with an absolutely amazing performer by the name of the Reverend Robert Jones. He's actually a Baptist minister. He runs his own church in a neighborhood in Detroit you probably wouldn't roll your window down in because it's so dangerous. And Robert is a gifted blues singer and spiritual singer and knows more about African American folk music than anybody I've ever met. We actually met doing back-to-back radio shows on WDET. So he did the Blues from the Lowlands program and I did the Folks Like Us program. And way back then, somebody put us together on stage to see what would happen if a blues guy got on stage with a folk guy. And guess what happened? We played country music. That's what we had in common. So we're singing Willie Nelson songs, and we're singing. And at that moment, we looked at each other, and we said, you know what? We have to start exploring further the roots of this music. So we developed a program over the last 20 years that we perform in schools, from elementary schools to colleges, and in other places too, in churches and synagogues, which basically explores the roots of American music and diversity. And we've reached the conclusion that if it wasn't for the sharing of diverse cultures, like African American culture and this European culture that I come from, that we wouldn't have the music we have today. And so we show kids how, by going back into history and looking at the roots of this music, how all the branches of American music are related, just like the people who brought the music to America. And of all the work I do, between the community singing and this work I do with Robert and the schools, it's talk about my passion and what I'm and the music of my soul. Watching kids make connections, watching a little black girl and a little white girl scoot together as friends because of what Robert and I are talking about on stage, my friend, it does not get any better than that.
It sounds so beautiful to watch it. Yeah.